Hey, may I come in? I just want to talk to you. Okay, thank you for letting me in. So, I wanted to talk to you about what just happened. Yes, we need to discuss this. Look, I know you love your dad, and I know that you admire your mother so much. Your father has told me so many stories about the two of you, and I love how strong your relationship with your mother is. I would never think about replacing your mother in your life. That is the last thing I would ever think about doing. I understand that. I know you want your parents to get back together, and I know that you think I'm getting in the way of that. Can I tell you something? Just now I haven't told your father this, and I really wasn't planning on telling him this at all, but I actually spoke to your mother recently. Well, I did see her before I met you. Your father wanted to make sure that she gave full permission for me to meet you. Yes, your mother's permission was very much important to me. If I was a mother, I would want the same thing, honestly. When I met your mother, she was extremely kind and loving and sweet. She made sure I knew what makes you happy and what can upset you. Yes, she went into full detail on why you like chocolate, but I hate white chocolate. She also told me that while you love video games, you rather watch others playing video games because you love seeing their reactions. When I met your mother, she told me that I needed to be gentle with you because of what you have gone through in the past with your father's ex-girlfriends. She told me how they would just meet you once and left your dad afterwards, and how you blamed it on yourself. But just remember, it was never your fault. They weren't right for your father, and it wasn't meant for them to work out. But you were never the reason for them ending things. Why am I staying? Well, first of all, I love your dad. He is an incredible man, and I care about him. What did he say about you when we first met? Well, he was proud of you. He loves how you are determined and how you put your everything to something. He also loves how you are never the type to give up and will complete anything that you start. He even told me about how you started a story and posted it onto different sites online. I may have read it, and I have to say, you are a fantastic writer. Hey, don't be embarrassed. I enjoyed reading them. I mean it. You know, I can't lie. And if I do, you can tell. Writing is a passion of yours? I can tell. Do you plan on going to school for it? Oh, you're looking into it. Well, that's great. I know you will be an incredible writer. If you do have anything you want me to look at, just let me know. Oh, your mother reads it for you? Well, what does she think? Well, you have three people who are supporting you through this. What are you scared of? That I'll hurt your father? I can see why. I promise that I will never hurt him. I feel like me and your father will be together until... and... sorry for sounding cheesy, until we die. I mean it when I say I love your father and I want to make him happy and feel cared for. I will never, and I mean never, do anything to intentionally hurt him. If we do argue or yell at each other, which I hope never happens, especially with you in the house, I will always apologize to him no matter what. Why would we argue? Well, I'm not sure why, but it may happen. But, like I said, it will never be because of you. I can promise that. Plus, since I'm really not your mom, I don't think I have much say in what happens with you. Huh? You really think that? Wow, you want to see me as a mother figure. May I ask why? You can trust me. Well, thank you for trusting me. You know, another reason why I do care about you is because I was in your spot at your age. My mom had a new boyfriend after her and my dad separated, and I did not like that man at all, even though he was nice to me. He wanted me to be nice to him, but I never could. I think it was the fact that I couldn't see my mom with any other man other than my dad, and that made it hard on me, especially as a teenager. But once I was older, about in my early 20s, I grew comfortable around him. It did take a long time for me, but it was because I didn't want to accept him in my life. I know you say you trust me, but please remember, I won't rush you to have any relationship with me. I want you to be able to come to me if you have any issues or any trouble with school, friends, life. If you can't go to your parents, I want you to come to me, but only if you want to and when you are ready. I know, but I don't want you to feel like you have to talk to me. I want you to talk to me because you want to talk to me. I want to be seen as your friend. I mean, you are letting me talk to you in your room, so I know you are opening up to me. And I like how you told me about hurting your father. And now you have my word that I will never think about doing that. Just know that no matter what, you are just as important to me as you are important to your mom. I don't ever want to hurt you either. You are a part of my life, and I want to treat you as my stepchild, but only when you are ready. I hope you understand where I'm coming from as well. So, how about whenever you are ready, you and I can go on a little hangout to get ice cream or something? Are you even allowed to drink coffee? When you are with your dad and your mom doesn't know. Okay, it's our little secret now. So, I believe your father is almost done making dinner. Come on, let's go and eat. I heard he's making your favorite meatloaf.